Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. I'm going to live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, GeoSavin, SiriusXM Radio, and we are now distributed by Sony. Sony Music Entertainment. We have Sony Music Publishing, Art 19 Media, 5050 Global Music Inc., and The Orchard by Sony. We manage the following bands and artists: Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers. Actress Lillian Sin, Lady Cinder, Freak Show Performer. We got Cleaver, hard rock band from, or progressive rock band actually, from Santiago, Chile. We have Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. Burn the Ships, new metal out of Bakersfield. We got Berserk out of Hollywood. We got Hollywood Nightmare from the LA area. We got Borderline Radio Show with your DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine, and they're from Italy. Actor Derek Webb, Band of Family, hard rock band out of Bakersfield, California. Wicked Star, hard rock band out from Los Angeles. Author China Myers, and we now have Voc Hills and Boffy, who's also a Freak Show performer. And we just about to sign Freak Show, the band. From San Diego, California. Shout out to Mike. What's up, Mike? Mike Felder. He is the bassist for Freak Show. So check out their music. Check out all our bands and artists that we manage on all their social media and websites and everywhere music can be heard. We work with the following bars and venues in the Los Angeles area. The Five Star Bar. That's downtown Los Angeles. Shout out to owners Mark and Angie Cordova. Petey's Place in Tarzana, California. Shout out to Petey Partello, owner. Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer. Speaking of the Universal Bar and Grill, come check out our show Saturday, October 9th. We've got some amazing tribute bands, such as the Paul Collins Band on at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, we've got Hands of Doom. And then we have 10 o'clock, we got Jane's Addicted, and at 11, we've got Black Sabbatha, female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute from the Valley. So come on down, check it out. Like I said, Saturday, October 9th, they're going to go rocking, doors open at 7. Tickets are only $10. That's a cheap show, especially with some amazing tribute bands. Come on down, check it out. We also deal with the Rainbow Bar and Grill, and hopefully we'll get this going again. Nick Fuoco, Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays, West Hollywood, California. Go check out his tribute band, Nightmare, which is a tribute to Alice Cooper. They got a show going on at the Universal Bar and Grill, I believe, this weekend or next weekend. It's coming up here very shortly. So go check that out and give a shout-out to our buddy Nick Fuoco. You can check out our artists and everything that we do at Get Real Global Artist Management. You can also find us on social media, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We have... also, we have, let's see, Get Real Global Travel and Photography, and we've got a lot of stuff going on, so check it out. And Get Real Global Artist Management is the big one right there. So also go check out our website, GetRealGlobalEntertainmentLLC.com. And you can find all kinds of great stuff. And hopefully we get some more concerts going on here very soon. And we should have Mr. Derek Webb calling in, hopefully here any moment. Oh, speaking of that, I think that's him right there. What's up? Is this our buddy Derek Webb with our health segment?
Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm doing pretty fabulous.
What are we doing today for our health segment, Mr. Webb, actor and producer?
Well, I was going to actually, today I was going to discuss a little brief today because I've been, one thing I've been hearing from a lot of people, especially gym and athletes within itself and provisional athletes, is the motivational factor into working out. Is like, I'm hearing people a lot, you know, how do I get off the couch? How do I get to the gym? How do I get the workout on? I just don't have the body. I don't have the energy. I don't have the means to go break out a good workout.
Right.
And I wanted to discuss a little bit about motivational. Motivational is a key factor. The military-like self-discipline you got to have. Motivate yourself, man. The key to it, you just got to set a lot of goals. The goals, you got to set standards. If you're one of those people, you don't feel like getting off the couch today, you don't want to go to the gym, you're like, oh, I'm feeling lazy, I don't want to go for that 1 hour, half hour jog or that run, I don't want to go curl 30, 20 pound dumbbell. Just remember, that is one step closer to your goal. That is one step closer to your dream and your passion. You always got to keep in mind that you got to set a goal, set a standard. And that's really the key factor, man, is just motivational self-discipline. Keep your body involved. Keep your brain going. Keep your body guessing. Keep your brain guessing. And set some high classic standard goals. Like, don't be one of those people that sit there and say, oh, I'm not going to get up today and just go because I just don't feel like it. Just think to yourself, say, hey, if my dream is to be the most biggest world professional athlete, maybe one day I'm going to be, you know, Mr. Olympia, you know, or I'm going to be the gold medalist of the United States. You know, that is your dream, then go for it. And just remember, keep those goals in your brain as you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to go. I don't want to lift the weights. I don't want to do this. And then to help out, maybe try some probiotics. Probiotics are actually provisionally been known to be really good. Probiotics have been proven to be heart and immune healthy for helping give your immunity that boost to get to the gym. And also get a little protein shake in you and get that jiggy on and, you know, head over there and start lifting some weights. But once again, the key to it, just better dieting, better nutrition, and keep that motivation going, man. Any dream, any goal, any passion you have, just set that standard, set that bar high in your head and just go for it. And just remember to yourself, if you can do it, I can do it, anyone can do it. And just keep that in mind, and you can get what you want, and you can have any dream you want in this world.
That's a good point. It's all about, you know, telling yourself, hey, you know, I want to lose weight. I want to, like, look better. I want to be able to fit into that bikini this summer. Whatever the hell it is that you want to accomplish. If you don't keep telling yourself this stuff, and like you said, the protein shake and whatever it is you got to do to the probiotics, whatever it is you got to do to like get yourself in that mindset to keep pushing, I guess, basically. That's a good point, you know.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I see time and time again, and I guess it sounds as silly as it sounds, people are probably like listening, like, what kind of advice is that? That was pretty stupid and lame. But in actuality, if you really take it, you take it into heart and deep consideration, you really sit back and you think, that's the key motivator. Like, a lot of people, they fall into that slump. I mean, and everyone's different. I know for me, the key factor for a long time for my workout and my athleticism and getting to the gym all the time was I had goals. I had standards. I was like, you know, I want to be big. I want to get involved into some pretty big things in my life. And I want to start doing better things and get a career going for myself. And that's what motivated me. And, you know, here I am. I got somewhat of a career path and I'm on the road of a decent career for myself because of those motivations and those goals. And that's why I'm just, you know, if you really sit back and you think about it, you put your mind to it, you set your standards, and just each time you accomplish a goal, make the next goal, make it even higher, raise the bar higher, raise it, become more successful. Say, all right, I grew, you know, my goal was to become, you know, possibly be placed in a magazine for having the most, you know, for having big biceps.
And you mean like Playgirl?
What's that?
Playgirl?
You know, my
Derek?
Huh?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Wink, wink.
Sorry, that's an old, Monty Python. anyway.
Oh, yeah. Set that goal, set that standard, and then once you accomplish that, then you sit back and say, all right, I've gotten there. So now what's next? And then you work and focus and you build your body, build that structure to what your next goal is and say, all right, I want to be in a film, so work on that. Start developing the, you know, work on your physique. Show off to the, you know, producers and directors. Show them what you got. Show them what you're made of. And boom, next thing you know, you're in the spotlight, man. So
it just takes
a little bit of time and effort, but a lot of backbone. You can get pretty far in this world.
That's very true. And next thing you know, you're in a movie with Andy Dick.
Oh yeah, Mr.
These are all things that Derek has done in life. He has been in Playgirl magazine. He was involved with Beachbody, you know, the ones that do T25, P90X, all that stuff. Yeah, he was with them, and then he has done a bunch of movies, including one with Andy Dick. Oh, dude, so Lillian and Mortis hung out with fucking, you know, Lillian Sin, who's in the movies with you, right? So
Lillian Mortis.
Yeah. So she she was just hanging out with Andy Dick last weekend.
Last Friday or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, went to see. They went to see Green Jell-O. They were at Green Jell-O. Yeah, that was pretty badass. Yeah, dude. Yeah, he had Andy Dick was like, "Oh my god, you mean the guys with the three little pigs? I got to run down there and got to see them play."
Yeah,
so
he's actually a fan.
And
so.
I'm like, "You sons of bitches! You didn't fucking tell me you were hanging out with Andy Dick." Fucking assholes. She says,
"We were all over Facebook with it. What are you talking about?"
I said, "I guess I wasn't on Facebook that night." What the fuck?
Well,
I could have hung out with Andy Dick.
Because I was looking at because obviously, you know, James.
James Balsamo, yeah. Well,
shout out to James Balsamo, director.
Yeah. He's the same one who actually filmed that, the Hollywood Werewolf.
I know, right? Fucking Hollywood Werewolf.
He had that. Recently had a major movie premiere that wants blood right at the Chinese Hollywood Theater.
Lillian was there.
I guess when I heard Andy Dick had made a surprise appearance at that, and he had showed up to that premiere, and I was like, I was joking around. Me and James were shooting the crap, and I was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "You had Andy and then tell me to come? What's wrong with you people?" And
I just want to know: was he sober? Was he sober? Anyway, too bad you live in New Hampshire, dude. Yeah. You lived out here.
Actually,
you could,
it's
you know.
Funny because I'm actually in the talks. I'm actually in the talks because of how things have been pursuing my career and things have been advancing more and more.
Yeah.
I've actually already been highly putting things, kind of some motions into early premeditated steps to get this ball going and probably getting out there sooner than later, because I do think at this point I'm in more of an advancement stage now. I'd like to get out there and start extremely advancing to bigger and better opportunities. So
yeah, I don't blame you. You know, you're going in the right path. Yeah, he's going in the right path. He's been in several movies now, and he just got that new one, Halloween, one of the Halloween series. He just got on the new Halloween movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
With the original Judith Myers, who played the sister of Michael Myers in like the first movie.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, she's in that. Huh. Yeah, so yeah. Told you, my Derek is getting all kinds of good stuff.
Right.
Sandy Johnson, actually.
Sandy Johnson, right, yeah.
She started all the original John Carpenter films.
Hell yeah.
Things are advancing pretty upward for me, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, I, New Hampshire life, it's pretty bad because I feel like I'm like, you know, I'm like, I love it here. It's nice, it's quiet, it's peaceful, it's, you know, wooden, like, you know.
Just get a house out here, dude. Just get a house out here, and then what you do is you go back and forth. See, once your career blows up like that, you get yourself a house out here, not like in LA, like because it's really expensive. You get something that's like within like, I don't know, an hour away. They got houses up in like Lancaster, Palmdale for like $150,000 or some shit. You just go up there and get yourself a house, and then you'll be able to come out here and stay and do business, but still live in New Hampshire. You know what I'm saying? So like, there's ways to do it.
Oh yeah, no.
There's ways around it.
That's exactly what I've been. I'm just telling my wife and kids. I was like, I just got done telling her. I'm like, actually, matter of fact, I'm already going to be coming out there soon. I'm planning to come out there soon for several Hollywood film premieres that I'm supposed to be, because I was involved in several films. So my goal is, I'm actually coming out there very shortly. Matter of fact,
let me know when.
and we'll let me know when, and we'll meet you at the airport.
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll have to meet up, and I definitely, you know, get something going, because I actually, I was telling my wife that too. I'm like, you know, I got Jenny, I got LA Talk Radio out there. These movies I'm doing, I got Hollywood movie premieres I got to get attending to. And, you know, I said, things are advancing so well for me at this point. I told her we got to seriously have a talk about, you know, honestly, you know, maybe up and moving and getting out to LA soon, because I think, you know, we're at that point where things are advancing, and I think I need to start looking into bigger, better advancement options and choices here. And
I agree.
New Hampshire's been—it's been a fun ride, but
yeah, no, I agree.
Worn out this bicycle.
We need to get that real talk with Derek and Jenny going on, and I think we should concentrate on the movie industry for that one.
Oh yeah,
I mean, just movies and films and that kind of stuff, not going any other direction. But I got to let you go, dude, because we got to concentrate on our guest of the evening.
Yay!
DJ King J.
Yeah, right. The rapper.
Hell yeah,
DJ.
Yeah.
All right, hell dude. Yeah. We're gonna say goodbye for right now. We'll talk to you next week. Always keep me informed on what's going on so I can share everything and keep hyping for you and maybe get you some more movie parts and whatnot.
All right, sounds fabulous. I will talk to you soon, Jenny.
All right, dude. Have a good one. Say hi to the fam.
You too.
Bye. Love you, dude.
Love you, man.
Bye. That was actor-producer Derek Webb. He's also a radio host now because of my ass.
Right.
Anyway, that was the weirdest thing, like how I met him even. He just kept like hitting me up in emails and shit or on social media or something. And just, I don't know. It was weirdest thing because we just happened to both be from New England. So I don't know. I think that's why I took him under my wing. Anyway, you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio. We are in the house. We never even told us who the fuck we are. Jenny and the Muse.
Right.
Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, a.k.a. Jenny and the Muse. And we're here with DJ King J.
Yes!
Hell yes.
Nice.
All right. And both of you, introduce yourselves. Tell people, you know, who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Dankhouse FD. I represent Team Got Money and Dankhouse Family from Azusa, California.
Rock on.
And all right. DJ King J is my DJ.
Hell yeah.
So,
rock on.
Yeah, we just do the damn thing.
Nice. So you're a rapper?
Yeah.
And then he's the DJ to your...
Well, he likes to say he's not a rapper, but he's a good rapper.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. I listened to some of the music earlier.
Yeah.
I was listening to some of the tracks, and I'm like... That's really nice.
Right. I appreciate
it. Well, thank you.
I liked it. It had a good sound.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm very, very particular with my rap and hip hop. I don't do a lot of this new trap shit. I'm sorry. I'm just not that person. I'm more old school when it comes to rap and hip hop. You know what I mean? My favorite rapper is now dead. Goddamn fucking asshole.
Who is it?
DMX. Why did you have to die on me?
Man.
Anyway, DMX and Eminem are my two tops because they're both really like hardcore and they talk about a lot of shit that other people don't say or won't talk about. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like more of the hardcore guttural, like fucking in your face shit. I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I always like NWA and like, you know what I mean? Like
Ice-T, Ice Cube,
a lot of the stuff they talk about, political stuff. I'm more into that.
Right.
Public Enemy. You know what I mean? More that kind of stuff. Oh, now he got me into E-40 and KRS-One. So now they're two of my top favorites also.
Tech-9?
Tech-9's good too.
Yes.
Yo, it's crazy because...
Just very particular.
Dankhouse FD, he did a track called Uncle 40 Water.
And, Uncle 40 Water.
Yeah, it's dope because he was, you know, giving homage to E-40. And he was doing a lot of, you know, E-40 impressions, and it came out pretty dope. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I try to deliver with the same cadence is what
he's,
I
did. Yeah,
but, you know, he's one of a kind. So.
Yes, he is.
One of my all-time favorites.
His flow is not quite like other people's.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's I like it.
Right.
Plus, he talks about a lot of shit that other people will not talk about. Yeah. I mean, like... Just that one. Yeah, yo.
Right. Sorry. I'll start to introduce myself.
Yes.
Man, well,
go for it.
I'm DJ King J, straight out of Watts, LA area, you know.
All right.
And
Watts in the motherfucking house. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we stay not too far from there.
Right.
And just make it clear, that's J-A-Y-Y, 2-Y. So when you look me up, add 2-Y's and you'll find me. Yeah. But yeah, I'm all over. So
right.
Tap in.
I'm Jenny, white girl from the hood.
That's Jenny with one Y.
2 Y's? No, just kidding. 1 Y? Just kidding. That might look kind of retarded.
Once I get her on the track, we're going to add another Y and make it official.
We've got two N's. Why not 2 Y's?
Right.
I'm just saying. And that, of course, is The Muse.
What's up? What's up? All right. So what are you guys' influences? Like, growing up, who did you listen to until you got to the point of, like, this is what the fuck I want to do?
Right.
Well, for me, my favorite rapper of all time is Big L.
Not
really listening to his album after he passed away, when I was like 14. I was like, man, I want to be like this dude.
That's a real underground.
Yeah, like
Big L's big. He's from New York. I think he got killed in like the 90s.
Yeah,
or 99.
Yeah. 99. Yeah.
Have you played anything by him?
I
guess I don't really know him.
I got probably one or two songs on my list.
I can check him out on Spotify.
Yeah, man.
The Big Picture, his second album, is my personal favorite. Both of his albums are really good.
Right.
But, you know, I'm a West Coast cat, too, though. So I hella love Tupac, Bone Thugs. Everybody who was popping in the 90s is, like, pretty much who I listened to growing
up. So where you from originally?
I'm from the Valley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from
you from here?
Yeah,
so
I'm from
Azusa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He said
Azusa. Yeah, Azusa.
Yeah, I'm just stuck in the desert now.
As far as me, I have a lot of, you know, influence.
Yeah.
From Pac to Biggie, you know, I got a favorite rapper from each coastal region, but you know, Redman.
I like Redman.
Oh, hell yeah, he's good. I like him. Yeah,
I mean, I'm a big fan of Game, man. I love the Game, man.
Right,
because I can relate to him because he say stuff I can relate to. Like, you listen to his music, he say, "I'm busting left on Imperial."
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I know Imperial.
Right, so, yeah. Area, right.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah,
been there and done that.
Yeah.
Off many streets. who was that one we listened to? The educational one. The one is, hey, he said fucks.
Wise Intelligent.
Yeah, Wise Intelligent.
Yeah, he got an album called the Ku Klux Klan. And he talked about
it's really good.
That shit is dope.
Yeah. What's that one song?
This came
in
2017. He got a song called "Fuck You," and he's like dissing everybody.
Yeah, like he's saying "Fuck you, Obama." "Fuck you, everybody." Yeah. Like everybody. He just like rattling off all these people. Like you know, "Fuck you," man. Just everybody. It was like holy shit. It was. It's really.
He's deep.
Oh yeah, he's really
like
deep.
He has a song called "One Good Cop," or and then they talk about there's good cops, and then when bad stuff happens, he's like, show me a good cop. You know what I mean? When bad stuff happens.
Yeah. I just
so
like
his whole
the,
album is...
I just like the name of the album, Ku Klux Klan. I mean, come on. Right, they're the biggest fucking gang on the planet.
Right.
I mean, come on. Think about it. They're more organized than organized crime.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
got,
I
got
come
political
from
power,
that type of family.
Got,
Irish mafia.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
Hey, I'm Irish, okay? We're grimiest motherfuckers on the planet.
All right.
We grimy.
So how long y'all been in the business? I mean, when you decided to be a business?
How long have you been doing this professionally, I guess?
Right.
Professionally, you know, I really wouldn't have a certain time frame because I started like trying to write down rhymes, spin rhymes as young.
Yeah. Okay.
And then once I realized, yo, I'm good. Like, when I first started, I used to freestyle at school, you know. And once I realized I had a talent for it, I got tired of paying studio prices. I'm not going to lie. So I had to learn how to mix and do everything on my own. Yeah. Everything I learned is from me practicing years of dedication.
Yeah.
Right.
I never, like, went to
school. That's when you started. That's when you came. That's when you did. When you made that decision.
Yeah.
That's when you became professional.
I'm going to say around 16, 17 when I, you
okay.
know. That's when the
How old are you now?
I'm 30 now.
Okay, damn.
So I've been grinding for a while, and, like, it's always been just me.
Right.
Like, I never had a producer, an engineer.
I got
everything
you.
Was me. And
there's a laptop and a dream.
Yeah, a laptop.
Right.
And
got you.
When I first started, I had a little headset microphone with the recording program Audacity you can get for free.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I was in there, and mom's in there like, yo, turn that down. So...
But she didn't. I know your mom. She didn't say it like that.
Turn that shit down. And so what I used to do, I used to wait for her to leave, man, and then I grind out as many songs as I could.
Right.
And then while she's at work. Back, yeah. When she get back, I'm in there mixing, and you know, I ran into my boy.
Yeah.
And I was at first, I seen him, I'm like, man, this Bubba Sparks.
But I was a lot bigger when I met him.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah. B-Rad G.
B-Rad.
Yeah, but B-Rabbit. He spit for me, and B-Rabbit. I'm just like, yo, you coming to the studio now.
Right.
Like, forget everything. Like, come over here. We dropped our first track. I believe it was called Smoking and Leaning.
Yeah.
But since I don't lean, my verse is about smoking in Remy.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And so, we've been grinding hard ever since. Just, you know.
You look like you're from 7 Mile.
Right. Not quite 8. Just right there. Right on the corner.
7.5 Mile. He's right there. He's down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He's 8 Mile adjacent.
Yeah.
You know how white bougie fuckers in L.A. say that? I'm Hollywood adjacent.
Right.
So you live in Watts?
Beverly Hills adjacent.
So you live in Watts? No. Yeah. I'm Hollywood adjacent. You live in Watts. Okay, rock on. South Central? All right, nice. Good for you. Hollywood adjacent. Shut the fuck up. You bougie bitch.
Right.
Sorry. I say it like it is.
Anyway.
I'm a white girl from the hood.
Yeah. I went home with her. We went on vacation, man.
I took him to Maine.
That shit was tight, though.
He's sitting here thinking he's going to be walking into the movie Deliverance. Ding, 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 ding. Some inbred hick sitting on a porch,
right,
with a shotgun, rocking back and forth in his little rocking chair, you know what I'm saying?
No, it was cool. Screaming like a pig, boy. Everybody was cool as fuck. Everybody was nice as a motherfucker.
So it wasn't like that Get Out situation, right?
No. That shit was tight as fuck.
My grandparents didn't try to inhabit his body.
With her niece,
it was a big ass
fucking Trump 2020 sign and the dude's house across the street.
Whatever.
But he seen me.
I don't pay attention to that shit. Man. Fuck him. I mean, whatever.
That's his political views.
Fuck him if he can't take a joke. Right. I really don't give a fuck about your fucking viewpoints, really. As long as you ain't trespassing on my property and getting up in my face telling me how to fucking believe, then we're good to go.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You keep your opinions to you, and I'll keep my opinions to me. I'm an Obama, you know, Clinton loving fucker. Right. I really don't care. But I do believe in having guns and lots of weapons.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
Come see me at my RV.
Legally.
Oh, it doesn't even. I don't care about legal. What the fuck you mean?
I'm just obligated to say that.
Oh no, whatever.
I mean, I'm from Watts, so everything.
Oh, okay. I'm a white girl from Maine. I can say that.
Right.
White privilege. I'm gonna get me one of those white privilege.
I'm gonna have to buy some
Trump
of that
cars.
I keep seeing that used a lot. I'm gonna have to buy some of that white privilege.
Look at that. Get it on store credit.
Right. Like, y'all take EBT for that white credit in the back. White privilege
card on your EBT.
They gonna have it with the little stamp.
GR white privilege.
Right.
General relief.
White privilege. Anyway. Oh, I'm an asshole. I don't fucking care. I wear my asshole badge proud.
Yeah.
If you don't like me, come see me at my RV. What is that? Catch me outside.
Right.
Remember that bitch on Dr. Phil? Catch me outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No, what is that?
It's this little girl. She was like 14, 15, some shit. She's just a little girl. She on, you know, those kids out of control.
Oh,
and they go on
fight.
Like Dr. Phil with her mom.
I think I've
and
seen
her mom's
that.
Like, she's out of control. This is me. Smack, You better get yourself in fucking control, bitch.
See, when I was growing up, it only took one good smack. I mean,
but you get that good smack. But I like, I'm a sadist. I like to inflict pain. I'm a, you know, no, I'm a masochist. I don't know, whichever one it is. I like to slap the shit out of my children and call it a day. What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
I get great pleasure out of it.
It works.
Especially my son. Chance DeVoe, I hope you're listening. Uh-oh. Samantha Bailey, I never had to hit you. I think you were two. I spanked your butt once, and that was about the end of that. She listened. Why didn't you? Chance DeVoe. I call my children out on their bullshit. Anyway, I want to play a song. So I do Dealer's Choice. You know, it's your songs. We, like I said, we have Netflix and Chill.
That's dope.
She a Freak.
That's dope.
And What's My Name.
That's dope, too.
So which order do you want to play them in?
What do you want to play first? The weakest dopest first or the dopest dopest first?
I don't have nothing weak. I mean, I'll put everything in my
can't,
music.
I can't weak. See well, you having something well, weak.
I mean, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to apologize to my mom ahead of time because I'm respectful. So you're going to hear a lot of cussing and... You know, this is a lot of ass-shaking music, but we can play that She a Freak. I want everybody.
Well, the great thing is she's not going to hear any of it.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have headphones on. If she'd like to have headphones, one of you can pass them to her and she can listen. But she's not going to have that. So which song would you like to
play? Oh, yeah, we could go with that She a Freak. I hope y'all enjoy that. If y'all sitting down, get up now. I'm telling you. That right there got my boy Thomas Gatlin. It got myself. And it got my brother Dame, a.k.a. KB, a.k.a. Lil Midget Mac. That's my boy.
Midget Mac.
I love it, Midget Mac.
So if you sitting down, get up, because this is about to have you shake it. I guarantee it.
I was in a movie with a midget once. A midget named Brad.
I see him every other day. He right there with my sister.
Anyway.
Shots fired.
They're little people. Remember that.
Okay. I'll be
That's
respectful.
That's what they call them now, little people.
Okay, I'm going to call them little people, little person Mac.
I don't give a shit about PC. I'm just saying. If that's what he wants to be called, then that's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to play She a Freak.
She a Freak.
Because I understand what this is all about.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. She a Freak. She a Freak. She a Freak. She a Freak. She a freak, she a freak. She ride my dick like a jet ski. Puts her soul in it like she pissed on me. Anything that I want, she gon' do it when I tell her. Puts her sound like macaroni cheese when you stare it. My first name Thomas, but she let it call me daddy. She fucking with the right when I stay locked and ready. I knock that pussy down with a couple of rounds. Back shots, be the best shot, you know what's going down. So I smack it, flip it, rub that ass down. She fucking with me, so we going to pound town. So I smack it, flip it, rub that ass down. I can't let this bitch go now, man, I swear.
She a freak. She a bad little bitch. Don't only get money and take good dick. She a freak. She like to twerk it in a circle. Bounce that ass up and down. Cause I love the way she works. She a freak. She a bad little bitch. Don't only get money and she take good dick. She a freak. She like to twerk it in a circle. Bounce that ass up and down. Cause I love the way she works. She a freak. Hey, I met this one little freaky bitch. Thick little baddie and she love to do freaky shit. Left right cheek when she bounce that ass. She love to grind slow but like to bounce it fast. Ain't no telling what's on her mind when she pull up to the spot. She like to make it ride slow, but drop it like it's hot. She bounce that ass in a split, straight fucking it up. Got a nigga mind twisted when she tucking it up. Got me thinking about smashing up when she bouncing that ass in. I can't get it out my head because she bouncing it faster. I'm a real king, so I gotta do king shit. Eat the pussy with class, and I give her royal dick. Ain't no stop when she pop it, ain't no stop when I'm in it. Beat dick daddy when she scream when I'm in it. I be beating her wall, she wanted me to beat fast. I can feel her climax when she bounce that. She a freak, she a bad little bitch. Don't get money and she take good dick. She a freak. She like to twerk it in a circle. Bounce that ass up and down. Cause I love the way she works. She a freak. She a bad little bitch. Known to get money and she take good dick. She a freak. She like to twerk it in a circle. Bounce that ass up and down. Cause I love the way she works. She a freak.
No disrespect, but I don't want heads or snack. But slurp it slow. I don't wanna come just yet. You got that work for show. I'm here to bang it out. Want you to twerk it low. Then bring it out. Do you know how to come guzzle? She don't know whether to spit or swallow. That's what I call a cum puzzle. Let me help you with the pieces. Beat the pussy up just to help you with the creases. Miss a freak nasty. Only eat the pussy if it's classy. If it ain't good, then you can sweep past me. Cause that's a no-no. Type of nigga, this a bitch in slow-mo. Move the ass around like a GoPro. Wanna see it from all angles. I treat her like a freak. They treat her like an angel. Laughing from the thought of it.
Cause when they pay her, she come to me and I get all of it, bitch.
She a freak. She a freak. She a bad little bitch. Known to get money and she take good dick. She a freak. She a freak. She like to twerk it in a circle. Bounce that ass up and down cause I love the way she work. She a freak. She a freak. She a freak. She a freak. She like to twerk it in a circle. Bounce that ass up and down cause I love the way she work. She a freak.
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 How did you know? Anyway, we're let's see, we got 15 minutes left, so I want to play another song. And I know you said you wanted to play Netflix and Chill.
Yeah, that's my boy Federo.
Okay.
And myself. So y'all enjoy that too. Y'all can sit down and relax, get cuddled up and all that, but Netflix and Chill is one of those ones.
I love Netflix.
I love chilling.
Me too. Smoking weed, drinking some alcohol.
Oh, my Lord.
Watching some Netflix and chilling.
Oh, speaking of alcohol.
All right, we're going to play Netflix and Chill by DJ King J. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, Sony.
Why don't you come home? Just want to watch a couple movies or something, you know? Netflix and Chill.
Beat me up, Scotty.
What up, dog?
What a surprise. You getting your thighs rubbed on. Right here on this couch. We feel this energy growing. Just to think it all started with a movie. Gotta say thank God for the internet. Cause without it, it wouldn't be possible. Possible to take the next step. What's that? You know what that is. Space with that kid. See you find yourself getting a little comfortable. Girl, it's in, yeah. Scratch your favorite TV shows. We can watch Power Breaking Bad for hours. Then it's me, you, and it go. So let's pay homage where we start. Netflix and you. For the one time. Baby, let's Netflix and you.
And chillin' with the lights on demo. Sippin' on some P&J, rollin' up some good smoke. Watch it Breaking Bad while I'm thinking about your back. And how I'm about to break it when I'm deep up in your I've been known to be the nigga that'll eat the pussy right. And I'm down to go some rounds if we fuckin' all night. Pick you up and dig you down like a king's supposed to do. I've been thinking about this moment before I approach you. We can Netflix and chill or we can Hulu when I do you. This fire stickin' dick, girls, whatever that you into. Have you hitting high notes like you seen in the choir. You give me that cookie, I hit you with this empire, girl.
Well, give me that cookie, a piece just like Lucius. I promise you that I'm a liar. That's progress, take off your attire. Netflix and chill. For the one time. Baby, let's Netflix and chill. I can't do it two times, yeah. Accidentally rubbed on your body.
Is a little bit more than chilling. Let me be honest. Trying to get you to the crib in hopes of closing the deal, baby. Let me be honest. Cause you and I both know Netflix ain't got that many options. So before the movie is over, let's get it popping. Yeah. We're to the store, grab some popcorn. Clean up the crib all the day. Don't take my efforts for granted. Baby, I just want to Netflix and chill. For the one time.
One time.
Baby, let's Netflix and chill.
Oh,
I can't do it two times. Yeah. Accidentally rubbed on your body. Accidentally rubbed on your body. Netflix and chill. Let's Netflix and chill.
And we're back. That was Netflix and Chill by DJ King J.
Yes.
And we're having a good time here doing a little interviewing and a little conversation with our guys here, having a good time, listening to some music. This has been awesome.
So like it. You guys going? Y'all do shows and concerts and stuff? How many times y'all perform? I mean,
we've done stuff, but at this point, since I'm like in the middle of having surgery, just had one, about to have another one.
Plus COVID. I mean, yeah, there's a lot really, going on.
We kind of real careful about it too. Yeah, but that's, we don't want to show up to any like, venue where there's going to be 2,100 amateurs and we got to wait all night to go on.
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, we did that at a what was that, Snoop Dogg show down at the Esports Coliseum down in Santa Ana.
He was a DJ.
It was DJ Snoopadelic.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And he went on at like midnight, and then there was like all these like, I don't want to say nobodies, but I don't want to say nobodies because some of them, I mean, some of them might have been signed. I don't know, but they had Nate Dogg's son.
Right.
They did have some bigger people.
I think they were right under him.
We got a caller on the air. Hello, you're on the air with Jenny and the Muse. Who are we talking to? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, I was watching the Jenny's Talk show and I wanted to call in.
Hi, how's it going? We're here with DJ King J.
Yeah.
Who are we speaking with?
I recognize that voice.
Queen
Peaches. Yeah, I knew it already.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this since I'm on the air. Q-U-E-E-N-P-E-A-C-H-E-Z. Y'all better Google her. I'm just saying, Queen Peaches.
There you go. Google her.
What's up?
Yeah, hey. I wanted to apologize because in the comments I said that song was weak. But that's because my brother said that my song was going to be played, and I didn't hear not one of my songs being played. So you guys are going to have me on the show next.
Your song?
We can do that. We can definitely set you up for that. That is not a problem.
Your song was going to be played, but you know, it's a time issue right now.
Yes. Uh-huh. I typically can only play 3 or 4 songs during a broadcast because we talk about so much stuff. It's difficult to play more than 3 songs. But we can definitely feature you on the show. That's not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
I'll come back with her.
You're going to have to do that.
That's fine. That's we got you. And then we'll play your music. Not a problem.
Yep. I'll come back with her.
Okay. We got you.
No, you don't come back with me.
She says, I want
the
this.
Yeah. Hi, JJ.
What's up? How you doing, Sean?
All right.
Queen Peaches. Q-U-E-E-N-P-E-A-C-H-E-Z. That's right.
Well, I'll talk to y'all later. Have a good time. I'm driving right now.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Oh, that's dope. Shout out Queen
You're
Peaches.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Hit her up so we can, so we can get this booked.
That's Big Sister.
I figured that, yes. Yeah. I have one more song to play. We're going to get this played right now so that way we can get your social media and all your information where they can find you everywhere after we come back.
Okay.
All right, we got What's My Name by DJ King J. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Tristan What's
my motherfucking name, nigga?
PJ. PJ. King J, King J, King J, King J, King J,
King J,
King J, King J, King J, King J, King J, King J, King J.
Name,
before this king of shit, I was a young prince, 8 years old. Little nigga spitting grown shit, no composition. Everything freestyle, bar so heavy. Young nigga had him going wild. A young prince with ambition, be the best that ever did it. You put me on any beat, I'm trying to be the one that kill it. I'm the watch nigga for life, I just chose a different path. I don't niggas chasing pussy, bitches out here chasing cash. But my mission is to get it and do right by my fam. So Renaya and R.I.J. When I'm gone, just hold it down. I'ma get rich, I die trying, cause the hustle's in my blood. I'm a son of a queen, so you know a nigga good. Now what's my name? King J, King J, King J, King J, King J, King J, King J,
King J,
King J, King J, King J, King J, King J, PJ. Reminiscing on days living on the block. Ducking, dodging bullets, dodging and ducking the cops. You can't really trust a nigga, they the type that get you wet up. Can't trust a piggy nigga, he the type that get you set up. I lost so many homies from the graves to the flames. And we lost a real soldier, rest in peace my nigga Craze. As a young nigga, growing up I had to learn young. You can make it out the hood, don't forget where you from. I done been through the struggle, I done seen some worse. And thank the Lord for my mama, that's why I'm not in a hearse. I'ma always stay humble, I'ma always be me. I was born to be a leader, nigga, that's why I'm the king. Now what's my name?
Hell yeah, that was What's My Name by DJ King J.
That's just tight. Fuck yeah.
We need that. To find... We played three songs today, by the way. We had Netflix and Chill, She a Freak, and What's My Name.
Right.
Make sure you go check him out everywhere music is heard. Where can people find you on social media and music platforms?
You can find me on SoundCloud at DJ King J, Reverb Nation at DJ King J, YouTube at DJ King J. That's J-A-Y-Y. You can find me on Facebook at King J Taylor or DJ King J. I'm all over.
Just Twitter. Type in DJ King J with two Y's.
Two Y's.
On Google. Googling, bitch.
Google, bitch.
Fucking Google, bitch.
DJ King J.
I'm going to be
with
real.
Two Y's.
You can even find me on MySpace if you look. You
I found
find
you
some.
On Spotify even.
Yeah, I'm everywhere.
Yeah, you're like everywhere. Just like literally just type in DJ, like DJ King. The word King and J, J-A-Y-Y.
I want to give y'all some though, because I brought my last project, Two Kings. Shout
hell
out to
yeah.
you, Kai.
All
right. And then I got y'all some, you know, something to sip on while y'all enjoying
which,
it.
Which the Muse
thank you very
has,
much.
The Muse has already been partaking
yeah, he
of.
Already cracked that thing, but y'all got some... some of them brothers.
Not unlike him. But the new album is Two Kings.
No, this is my previous
this
album.
Is the previous
my new album.
Album. Yes.
Y'all just got three songs from my album that...
Do you have
know.
A title for it yet? Or is it a working title? Like you're
it's
trying
a
to
working
figure
title,
it out right
but
now.
I'm okay. pretty sure I'm going with the title I Am King J. So
okay, I got you.
It's sort of like that Who Is Mike Jones, but I ain't asking. Y'all going to know who I am.
Right. Should be I Am the King.
Right? Hey, that might be it.
I am
good.
Yeah, as soon as this cover done, man, I'm gonna drop it, and if everything is right, I'm gonna release it on the show, unpackage the CDs and everything. So y'all make sure y'all keep tuning
in. We got you.
Yeah.
We got you. Not a problem. Bring you back as soon as you get to all that. Let us know, of course.
Yeah,
get you booked. You know, as soon as possible.
I'll let them know where to find you.
Yeah, and where can people find you?
Oh, they can find me on his page.
Yeah, just come, just come,
I mean, come on his shit.
I mean, anything that says featuring okay. Dank House FD or FD the plug, since I used to plug, I don't do it anymore, so it's a false title, so I changed it up.
But, okay, got you.
You know, anything that says featuring FD, I'm in it.
FD.
Yeah.
FD, okay.
Yeah.
And y'all, if
they
y'all,
can Google him.
If y'all on Twitch, y'all need to tune in to Spark OG 420. That's my
nice.
Boy. And we're going to be, hopefully we're going to be working together soon. So make sure y'all tune into that too.
That's awesome.
And shout out to everybody that supported me coming here and shared and everything, yo. I really appreciate the opportunity coming up here.
No
and
problem.
If you're watching now, you already know what it is, man.
You so, know what time it is.
Yeah. I see some people's watching that I'm really close with. So I appreciate everybody tuning in.
Well, we want to thank you so much.
Yes.
We want to thank DJ King J and his wonderful FD.
And my mominger.
And your mominger.
Mominger.
It sounds like the Kardashians. Right. Anyway, we want to thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you and the music that you're putting out into the world.
Thank you.
And it's some really amazing stuff. So we're very happy to have you on here and to just, you know, share with the world your talent.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening.
Not a problem. Next week, I don't remember the guy's name who's going to be on here.
Oh, boy.
Well, it got changed. It was somebody else, and oh, okay. Now it's somebody else. And it is what it is. But shout out to Raquel Figlow, PR extraordinaire. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the other radio DJs out there that we work with and personalities like Sasha George and Dilly Briggs and Kat Monroe. Ed Reichort. So shout out to everybody out there. We love all of you. Come on back next week for another. Another heaping, helping, whatever it is. I don't know. Beverly Hills. Beverly Hillbillies. Anyway, come on back next week for another episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the blog with your host, Jenny and the Muse.
Right.
Check out Derek Webb, actor and producer, as well as China Myers, author. You can find us everywhere that social media is. In a couple weeks, let's see, we've got Scum Love coming on the show.
Oh, good.
Wednesday, August 25th, and August 18th, we've got the metal band Fallen Fury.
Okay.
And then September 1st, we have Young Rio, which is a rapper. So we got a lot of great shows coming on here in a moment, but we're out. Till next week.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.